علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood, while we focus on the first sermon of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we discussed about the fact that when the prophets came, there was a situation that the human beings in general were facing. The biggest problem that they were facing was that they were deviated from that promise or that covenant that they had made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which was the covenant of Tawheed. I will explain about what it means by Tawheed, inshallah. Today we will elaborate slightly more about this issue. We also said that the prophets, in return, because of the situation of the societies, they had certain defined duties. One of them was لِيَسْتَعْدُوهُمْ مِيثَاقَ فِطْرَتِهِ, that it was the duties, it was one of the duties of the prophets that they should and they would make sure that the people, they uphold that covenant and they fulfill the covenant that was part or that was ingrained in their essence, rather in their creation itself. So inshallah we shall elaborate more on this issue today.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
When we talk about the covenant of God, which is ingrained in the nature or in the essence of man, and basically this is that very covenant, that ingrained covenant within the essence of mankind, that the prophets and messengers will come to fulfill or will encourage and kind of prepare the grounds for people to fulfill that promise. They are supposed to play that role of that fulfilling role, rather that important role of causing people to achieve that fulfillment. Now, what is this, what is this covenant, and what is adherence or fulfilling of this covenant? What makes us realize, or what will make a person reach that conclusion that he has fulfilled that covenant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is ingrained in his essence? That will only be understood when a person really follows the religion and applies the religion in his life. Why do we say so? This is based on the verse of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فأقم وجهك للدين حنيفا فطرة الله التي فطر الناس عليها. That all mankind or all people, of course here Allah is addressing the Prophet of God, but this is just like a path to refer to all of mankind. فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا, that uphold your face upon the true religion, the religion of truth, or the religion while you are truthful. Be truthful and uphold that religion. Now that religion is what is فِطْرَةَ اللَّهَ الَّتِي فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا, is that very essence upon which Allah has created mankind upon. So that means that religion is equivalent to the essence of man, or rather the essence of mankind is completely in conformity with the religion. That means if you bring the religion and you bring the nature of man, they completely befit one another and they completely conform with one another, as if they are two sides of the same coin.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, when we say that the religion, therefore, is completely in conformity with the nature of mankind, or the nature of mankind is such that, or the way mankind has been created is such that it completely conforms with the religion, we therefore realize that if a person really wants to fulfill that covenant that is ingrained in his nature, in his essence, then he is supposed to follow that religion and apply that religion in complete, you can say, in its complete form and in the best way possible. The more a person applies the religion, or the more a person, makes his actions applicable to the religion, or applies the religion fully in every sphere of his existence, then and only then will he be able to completely fulfill that covenant that is then ingrained in his essence.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, to open up this a bit more, when we say fitra, we translate it as essence or the nature of man. But fitra is more subtle than that. Fitra is, it means, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this verse, فِطْرَةَ اللَّهَ الَّتِي فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا, that this religion is in complete conformity with the fitra of mankind. Now, this means that this fitra, we just translate it as nature, but it is more subtle than that. Inshallah, I will explain about this more in the coming session, as to what it means by this fitra and what it means to be conforming with the religion, inshallah, very soon in the coming sessions. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه.